Bangor family has accused the Southeastern Trust of failing their diabetic son, Christopher McQueenie. Has been told the best way to manage his condition is to be fitted with a diabetic pump. But 9 months later, he still hasn't been given the device. Lisa's with me in the studio. What's the delay about, Lisa?
Well, Stephen, it's interesting. His parents concerned that at this nine-month delay, they got in touch with the health minister to find out what was going on. So Edwin Poots has written back to them to say his department has invested £2.5 million into buying these insulin pumps, but that the early retirement of a specialist consultant at the Southeastern Trust has caused this delay and it's likely to be further delayed. So it seems that the pumps are there, but there's no one specialist enough to administer and manage them. Extraordinary in itself. And when you listen to Christopher himself, he says that the difference a pump would make to his life would be very stark. Christopher, you're 15 years old. You've got diabetes and you were diagnosed 4 years ago. Tell me what we've got in front of us here. We've got two, what look like fairly chunky pens.
We've got an Apedra here, which is short-acting insulin. We've got Alantus, which is long-acting. So you take this once a day and you take this as many as you need.
And how do you test your blood sugar then?
Well, I use this kit, which has test strips, a finger pricker and the meter itself.
So you have to prick your own finger and then with the meter check your blood sugar?
Yeah.
You'll have to do that at school and at night?
Yeah, in school, if I'm out anywhere, and at night and in the morning, yeah.
Is it tough at times in school when you see all your friends just eating what they want to eat and you have to get this wee kit here out?
Yeah, people my age would like go to the shop and then buy all these fizzy drinks and chocolate and stuff. I know I can still eat chocolate, but I have to eat it at the more routine time.
Your doctor has recommended you be prescribed this pump, and that way you don't have to do the injections at least four times a day.
Yeah, and you don't have to, you only have to change the needle every 3 days, I think, so you aren't, your sites won't be as like lumpy, because when you stick the needle in, it gets a bit lumpy, but when you only have to change the needle every 3 days, it gives it like time to heal.
So are you a wee bit frustrated now, given that it's been nearly 9 months since you were told you should have this pump?
Yeah, I'm very frustrated. I just wish they'd sort of hurry up with it.
I don't know. I do not understand. So now we're making kids wait 9 months on these pumps that'll dramatically improve their lives. That kid's having to inject himself four times a day, Lisa.
Yeah, and with the pump, it would just not only stabilise his condition, but would mean that he wouldn't have to do that. For Christopher's parents, the frustration is that the pumps are there, but Christopher can't get his hands on one.
So the pumps are actually there?
According to the Department of Health.
So they're available?
According to the Department of
Health.
There's
a pump sitting in a cupboard somewhere and the system can't get it to this kid.
As we're told, it's in an office.
I nearly swore there. I'm so glad I bit my lip.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? But you can imagine that Christopher's parents at the moment are feeling like swearing a bit as well. His dad, Craig, has told me that since he's become a teenager, the condition is becoming more and more difficult to manage.
As adolescence has kicked in, it seems to be the body uses insulin for growth. And the normal patterns that we would have observed, albeit over short periods of time, didn't or haven't maintained since then. And we're in a very erratic period now, and have been for the last 6 or 7 months, where rather than sort of keeping within the target range, which is ideally between 4 and 8 units in your blood, Christopher's would be vary between 3 and 20 at the moment. 3 being very low, with the risk of health, you know, of blacking out, that kind of thing. And 20 being very high, where the sugar levels in the blood are too high and can damage minor blood cells, organs, that sort of thing.
That must be a terrible worry for both you and your wife, Karen, for his long-term health.
Yes. It's not so much a case of, you know, working to keep a better regime going forward. It's about doing it right now. It's very important that his blood levels are maintained correctly right now and every day, because when you are high like that, then the damage has already been done. And after that, you're trying to really recoup, you know, and let the body repair itself. So it is very difficult, and we all have to be very conscientious about it. We get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to check his blood and stuff.
Karen, are you worried about the effect that this delay is having on Christopher's health?
Most definitely. You know, sometimes in the mornings when you go to waken him up, you can see that he's slept very poorly. He's absolutely exhausted looking. He's pale. He has very bad headaches. His concentration is not great, which is obviously a concern at the moment because he's doing the first set of modules for his GCSEs this May and June. We've been told, obviously, I think as my husband has said, that the damage has already been done whenever his blood's high, and obviously I'd be very concerned about the long-term effects on his eyesight. I would just ask the department to re-look at their policy. I think it's wonderful that these pumps are being brought into Northern Ireland. I think we are traditionally always a little step behind everyone else in the United Kingdom. But really, I would ask them, what is the purpose of putting millions, 2.5 million, I believe, into purchasing these pumps if they're just going to sit in boxes in the nurse's office up at the Ulster? It's very difficult as a parent to know that there's something sitting in the Ulster which would benefit your son now and for his long-term health, and know that it's not being given to him. So it's very frustrating from our point of view, and very worrying as well.